All right, next track of the night by The Dead Weather. The track is called Die by the Drop. Available now. And if you want to get hold of the album, it's called Sea of Cowards, which is going to be out on May the 10th. Dead Weather there, Die by the Drop.
This is BBC Radio 1's review show with Nihal.
All right, let us go back to Tim. Tim, what did you make of that track?
I loved The Dead Weather. I loved Whorehound. I thought it was one of the best rock albums of last year. Big fan of that. When I heard Die by the Drop, I wasn't as blown away as I was when I first heard, you know, something like Hang You From the Heavens from the last record, you know, which completely smacked me in the face. This, I think it's solid. I think it's a good kind of blues rocker. It definitely seems to be a lot more kind of dancey in terms of the... And pop and mainstream, because the last record was, you know, it had this crossover appeal. Obviously, you've got Alison from The Kills and Jack White in it. It's obviously going to have a major crossover appeal. But for this, it just seems a little bit kind of less kind of garage rocky, less kind of visceral than what they were doing before. So I liked it. I think I can't wait to hear Sea of Cowards when it comes out. But it didn't pack the punch that I was kind of hoping for from the first single from the second album. So,
are you a Raconteurs fan?
No, not really. I'm more of a White Stripes kind of character.
So the further he gets away from White Stripes, the less you like White Stripes.
Well, I think this actually sounds quite a lot like White Stripes. I think it doesn't sound anything like the Raconteurs.
No, it doesn't.
I think this is actually more kind of in the blues foundation from what, you know, him and Meg built up. But it definitely has, I think I was kind of just thinking about the rhythm of it. It was very, a little bit inhibited, and for that I gave them 60%.
All right, Theo.
Kind of left me a bit flat, really. Maybe Tim can explain this a bit more about me, but Alison Mosshart.
What do you think?
That gives her a reason to exist, because The Kills were never a massive band, but all of a sudden she's all over the magazines and stuff.
Well, I guess,
and it's kind of, I mean, I think she's one of these people who it's kind of, it's cool to say she's cool,
right?
But she just kind of, because that for me is not.
Maybe as Karen O sold millions of records.
I did like the Kills a lot. I mean, I thought they were fantastic. But it's kind of, aside from that issue, this is just kind of. I agree with Tim. Whorehound, I thought it was incredible. It was a real smack in the face, and I was never really too keen on him doing anything aside from the White Stripes, because I thought what he had there was something. He's such a raw genius. If you ever see him, when you see him live, if you see him playing lead guitar and singing,
amazing.
It's one of the most incredible. And I almost felt to me like the Raconteurs and Dead Weather are a bit of a hobby for him. A bit of, you know, like to play with real musicians for a change.
Right.
And this is kind of fallen flat a bit for me. It doesn't, if you listen to bands like the Black Keys and things like that.
Well, that's why
this just sounds weak.
Let me just get into Matt now. Matt, what you think about this?
I'm pretty much going to echo what you guys have said. It just felt kind of underwhelming. Do you know what I mean? From Jack White, you expect something pretty different and pretty spectacular, but it just felt a bit boring. It's actually quite a dull listen all the way through. It's actually quite a difficult listen. Like, I didn't find it enjoyable. Like, if you think about
White Stripes... I'll ask you the same question. Were you a Raconteurs fan?
No, not really. But I love the White Stripes.
Yeah.
And I think there's something about that you can just kind of get into. It feels immediately, a couple of times, I really kind of found myself wanting to like it because I like Jack White. Mm. But at the end of it, just thinking, I probably wouldn't want to listen to this.
Mm. I felt the same I was trying today, because I was like, come on, Jack. Then it was like, actually, leave me alone, Jack.
Oh, dear. Percentage-wise, Matt?
I gave it 26%, mainly because of the sheer disappointment.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, 47% final percentage rating for... excuse me. Can I just get... because Jack White seems to be a restless soul, say the least. What band do you think he should join next? Tim, I'll start with you.
Well, he always
in a comedy parallel weird universe.
Well, he always likes to be challenged, Jack, doesn't he?
Yes.
And there was a few kind of things I think he could put his kind of magic touch to, but I think the people who really need it the most right now to put them back on the top are the Venger Boys.
Wow. I'm going... Jack White and the Venger Boys. Theo!
To be honest, I'm just having a wet dream about thinking about that. For me, though, it's kind of just do what he does best. What he does best is the White Stripes, and that's why I fell in love with him. And it's kind of like he's played with these real musicians. He's had his fun now. It's kind of like I read somewhere that he was going to collaborate with Jay-Z. It's like, come on, cop out.
Well, he already did that track with Alicia Keys, didn't he?
Yeah, for the Bond. For the Bond thing.
It's a bit like late, it's a bit lazy, isn't it?
Was it the Quantum of Solace?
Yeah.
Which got a load of flack, didn't it?
It was a terrible film.
Matt,
statistically speaking, he is going to be in the Sugar Babes at some point. I mean, we all will be at some point in our lifetime.
The first man.
Yeah. Well, as they get through, they'll do all the women first. They're on a cycle,
End up being a
Sugar Lads.
So by I would say like 2085.
That sounds like a magazine.
The Demerara lads.
Yeah.
On the top shelf.
It's going to be sold by Agro
Your
Santos.
Usual subscription of Sugar Lads. Nihal, we seen. Yes, all right. Thank you very much, shopkeeper. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Agro Santos is on the cover.
That's right. So, statistically, he will end up, as we all will do, as a member of the Sugar Babes.
Eventually.